Now, Bavbatsar Pegbeis Mishaches, Marchikin Gorin Kavua Mina Ir Chamishimama. If you want to set up a granary, Kavua, oh, there you go, yeah, Kavua. That means that it's a large one. It's a large granary. There's lots of debris when you after you thresh the grain, you want to winnow it to spread the chaff from the seeds. What you do is you take the pitchfork and you throw the stalks in the air, and the little grains fall to the ground, and the chaff flies away. That chaff is sharp and horrible, and it can poke someone in the eye, it can hurt them, whatever it is. Therefore, if you're going to have a lot of volume in like a big industrial, granary, keep it threshing floor at least 50 amos away from the city limits, so that no one gets hurt. Okay? Lo yasa adam gorin kavua b'soch shalo. And if you have a big farm, you can't, even on your own property, you can't set up a big goren there, a big threshing floor. Elaim ken yesh lo chamishim am lechol ruach, unless you have 50 amos clearing in all directions so no one gets harmed. Not only that, but not only can it harm people's person, but that spreading of the debris, the chaff, can actually end up harming people's property. You have to make sure that the chaff, those stalks, don't end up going into the guys where the guy's saplings are, because different shot them. Either, I don't know, that it'll damage it, either because the heat as it decomposes and manure will damage the tree, or it'll desiccate it, it'll dry it out, whatever the problem is. It's no good for the saplings to have debris there. And same goes for the near. The near means the guy went out of his way to re-plow his field in the summertime after he'd harvested it to make sure there no weeds are growing. And if your chaff goes flying back inside, it's going to cause debris, it's going to mess up his freshly plowed field. So you can't do that. You have to make sure you have 50 amos clearance so you don't ruin the guy's property.